A sofer that is approached by a husband to write up a get for him, the sofer would be allowed to write up the get for the husband, even though he was approached by the husband, not by the wife. And even if the husband does not plan on divorcing his wife right now, he can use this get to divorce his wife whenever he chooses. A sofer that is approached by a wife to have him write up a receipt for the wife that states that she has received the suva from her husband, even if the sofer was approached by the wife and not by the husband, still he can write up the shofar, and the isha would give the husband the shofar when she receives the suva from her husband. The sofer can only do so if he recognizes the names of both the baal and the isha. As if he does not recognize the names of both of them, we are afraid that the ish will have a get written up with somebody else's wife's name written in it, and then he will give the get to that person's wife, and she will claim that she was divorced. Or in the case of the shofar, maybe the isha will have the shofar written up with the name of somebody else's husband, and she will give the shofar to that person's husband, and he will claim he has already given the ksuba to his wife. V'habal noisim schar. When a baal divorces his wife, he must be the one to pay up the sofer for writing up the get. Kaisbin star leloiva afal pi she'ein malve ima. A sofer that is approached by a borrower to write up a star halva that states that he borrowed money, the sofer would be allowed to write up the star halva for the loba, even though he was approached only by the loba, not by the malva, by the lender. As even if the malva only ends up lending the money at a later date to the loba, and it turns out that the star is predated, and maybe the malva, when the loba doesn't repay the loan, will collect from the property of the loba that was sold after the date of the star. And this would be shelo kedin, as the malva only has the right to collect from the property of the loba that was sold after the actual halva. Even so, the sofer can write up the star to the loba, as we're talking about in a case where the loba agrees to make his property collateral to the malva from the date of the star halva. So therefore, in this case, even if the actual loan only takes place at a later date, the malva would still have the right to collect from the property of the loba that was sold after the date of the star. Ve'ein kosim l'malva achi yehei loba ima. But a sofer would not be allowed to write up a star halva for the lender unless the loba approaches the sofer together with the malva, as we are afraid that the actual loan might take place only at a later date, and the star will be predated, and the malva would go ahead and collect from the property of the loba that was sold after the date of the star, before the actual halva, and this would be shelo kedin. V'halova nosein schar. When a star halva is written up, the borrower is the one that has to pay the sofer for writing up the star. Kaisbin star l'meicher, afal pi she'ein lokeach imo. A sofer that is approached by a mocher, somebody who wants to sell a piece of property, and he wants to write up a star mechira, the sofer can write up the star mechira for the mocher, even if the lokeach does not approach him together with the mocher. As we are not afraid that maybe the mechira did not yet actually take place, as even if it didn't take place yet, the star mechira is only used as proof that the lokeach has bought the property. The mocher cannot use the star mechira to force the lokeach to buy the property and to give him the money. Ve'ein kosbin l'lokeach ad sheyehei mocher imo. But the sofer is not allowed to write up a star mechira for the lokeach, for the buyer, unless the mocher also approaches the sofer together with the lokeach, as maybe the lokeach will use the star mechira as proof that he bought the property, even if he didn't actually give the money to the mocher. V'halokeach nosein schar. When a mocher sells property to a lokeach, the lokeach is the one that has to pay the sofer for the writing up of the star mechira, since the star mechira is used by the lokeach as proof that he bought the property, he is the one that has to pay for the star mechira. Masechet Bava Metzia, Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet, Ein Kosbin Shtari Erisin V'Nesuin, Ella Midashneh. The sofer is not allowed to write up a star Erisin or a star Nesuin unless both sides are present. Ishtar Erisin is Ishtar Tanon, a star that is written up at the time of the Kedushin, which states how much each side is contributing towards the marriage. And Ishtar Nesuin is referring to a ksuva. V'hachasan noisin tchar. The chasan is the one that has to pay the sofer for writing up the Ishtar Erisin and Nesuin. Ein kostin shtarei aritzos v'tablonos ella midashne. The sofer is not allowed to write up Ishtar aritzos or kablonos unless both sides are present. Ishtar aritzos is a star that states the terms of an aritzos, a sharecropper that works on the field and gives a percentage of the crops to the owner of the field. Ishtar kablonos is referring to somebody who is going to work somebody else's field and give a fixed amount of crops to the owner of the field. V'hamekabel noisin tchar. The person who is going to be working on the field, he is the one that has to pay the sofer for the writing up of the shtar. Ein kostin shtarei berurin v'chol mait abedin ella midashne. A shtar berur, or any other shtar that's written up by abedin, cannot be written unless both sides are present. A shtar berur is referring to two people who are having a dispute and they want it to be settled by the dayanim. Each side would pick one dayan, and the two dayanim together would pick a third dayan, and the shtar berur states the dayanim that were picked and the tanyas that both sides have. Ushnehem nosnim tchar. When a shtar of a mita bezin is written up, both sides have to contribute towards the writing up of the shtar. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer shnehem kosmin shnayim. L'zeh la'atmo v'l'zeh la'atmo. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says two stars would be written up when a star of a Maaseh Bezin is written. Each side would keep a copy of the star.